following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
And now for a few worry-free seconds, brought to you by No Worries Wednesday at Outback. For a longer break, head to Outback any No Worries Wednesday and enjoy three courses for $11.99. Start with soup or salad and choose between our juicy 6-ounce sirloin, grilled chicken on the barbie and pork tenderloin entrees, topped off with a slice of cheesecake. Whistle while you eat it. We won't judge. No Worries Wednesday, just $11.99 at Outback. No rules, just right. Prices, products and participation may vary.
Go look, we have Protection One at our house.
And they protect our home, too.
Best feature for me, mobile control. I use my phone, see what the kids are doing, turn on or off the lights, or just arm and disarm the system anywhere I am.
Best feature for me, Protection One customer service. They have live operators, an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and offer same-day service.
Plus, with a national footprint, they protect nearly 2 million homes and businesses today.
Oh, no, we actually agree. Protection One is the best defensive player pick.
Get a Protection One home security system starting at just $99. Go to protectionone.com/...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Happy May Day, everyone. The first day of May. And it looks like the weather is going to start to cooperate a little bit after some much-needed moisture. We are going to try and grow our show as we have had a very busy week, and we have got a lot to talk about on the program today. We're going to talk football with Brett Maher, former Kearney High and Nebraska kicker, has signed with Winnipeg of the Canadian Football League. We'll see what that's all about. Get a quick comment from Brett as he gets ready to head north of the border and continue his career. We've got a brand-new program debuting here on the Doug and Daddy Show, or on the ESPN Radio. Another local show that is based out of Lincoln Hale Varsity. If you may have caught that on the flagship station down in Lincoln, 1480 ESPN, and we will now be carrying that from 4 to 6 in the afternoon starting on Monday. The host, Chris Schmidt, will be joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show momentarily. We will also be catching up with Penn State baseball coach Rob Cooper. His second year trying to rebuild a program. He did it at Wright State, had a lot of success there, and tough to win at Penn State, and they had been doing pretty good. They had got off to an 8-0 start at home, but they have lost now 9 consecutive baseball games to drop their record to 17-23 after being 17-14. So we'll see as they get ready to come to Lincoln this weekend what they can do to turn that around. And for Nebraska, they hope it's not another Northwestern type of weekend. And finally, we will be continuing our Kentucky Derby preview with the track announcer from Oaklawn Park. Got his start here in Nebraska. And we will be talking with Frank Miramedi, and that is coming up later on in the show today. A little news coming out of the Derby. We already have a scratch in the Kentucky Derby where the second favorite and the Bob Baffert horse, Opportunity, has been scratched this morning. The post position knocked Opportunity out of the number 11 spot. Apparently a bruised hoof or bruised foot. Baffert says they hope to get him into the Preakness Stakes. coming up in a couple of weeks. But the opportunity out, there is a horse in Pablo Del Monte that could be put into the field. And we'll talk more about that with Frank a little bit later on. And again, Brent Maher coming up in our next segment as he is signed with Winnipeg of the Canadian Football League. Well, we are, as we said, excited to add to the ESPN program with more local and statewide programming starting on Monday. The Hale Varsity program will make its debut at 4 o'clock. And Chris Schmidt, a lot of folks have heard Chris, maybe not know his face, but definitely know the voice when they hear Chris Schmidt. And he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up, bud?
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. How's things in the big city? How's things in the at the mothership in Lincoln?
It's a little chilly. It was a seven-layer game last night for Nebraska baseball. It's we need that due to weather, man. 75 and just beautiful. To find our way east.
Yeah, you gotta live a little closer to heaven, buddy. And I'll try and get that done for you.
Well, we're excited as all get out, man. To be on the Superstation. Love your work. Love your stations. And just very, very thankful. In all honesty and sincerity, man, you are amazing at what you do, and the station you're with is fantastic. So we're just pleased as all get out.
Well, we're looking forward to expanding our coverage and having a chance to co-host with you a few times over last year, knowing a lot about your show and what you try to do. And there is a lot of Husker football talk. There's a lot of Nebraska everything talk. And with basketball being much improved, and with baseball trying to make it into the postseason, there's always something to talk about. But for the folks that haven't had a chance to pick up your show, whether it would be in Lincoln or Columbus or now newly in North Platte and here in the Tri-Cities, give us a little taste of what to expect.
What we like to do with Hale Varsity, and we're really honestly an extension of the magazine and website, Aaron and Mike Babcock and Brandon Vogel, and if you haven't seen the Hale Varsity magazine or halevarsity.com, that'd be a good little introduction. But Voice of Husker Nation, Hale Varsity, that's it, and it's locally owned, operated, and just covering all things Nebraska for you. And football, Doug, you know, is just so important to the fans across the state. We like to try and be very honest with our thoughts on how the team's doing, but also very fair, and provide opinion, provide recruiting updates, but also provide interviews just like you do with current and former players, and just keep the train a-rolling with an amazing statewide product in Nebraska football. You're right on with hoops. How hot that is. Nebraska baseball in great hands with Darren Erstad, Coach Bolton company. So we cover all of those parameters. We do slip in, obviously, some NFL, some NBA, the national talk, and we can get some nice national voices to share their thoughts, but always with the idea of trying to keep it at a local angle. And that's, I kind of try and model the show after Seinfeld. There's always, whether you like Jerry or George or Kramer, there's one character you'll sit and watch and like for a few minutes, whether you like me or not. You're going to find one character you'll enjoy.
Well, now, would that make you Jerry?
I think I'm probably George.
Just trying to make it through another day.
Don't answer that.
We're talking with Chris Schmidt, host of Hale Varsity. And, of course, it's not just you, but folks that listen to our show know some of our favorite guests, our recurring guests, weekly guests, or maybe if it's just once a month, like a Mike Perennial from Vegas that we get on. I know you've got some favorites. Fill the fans in on some of the favorites that they'll hear quite often on your show.
Well, Mondays we are extremely fortunate. I don't know what he thinks of it, but Charlie McBride's a Monday staple, Mondays with Charlie. We love catching up with Bill Dolman. He used to host the Tom Osborne Show. He's down in Houston, Texas, working for the Rockets and the Texans, so we run him down. This is weird, and he's been on the show for a while, but as a Nebraska kid growing up, Oklahoma kind of rubbed you wrong, and then Colorado got good and made you sad once in a while. But we love running down Gary Barnett, former Colorado coach. He's with us. Brad Edwards, ESPN expert. Jerry DiNardo, Uncle Jerry. He's a trip, and he's usually doing a show, getting ready to do a show, where we bother the guy on his fishing boat. So we run down Jerry DiNardo, and then just some really outstanding writers. You know, Mike Babcock, historian, author, Hall of Famer. You've read Mike at some point in your life. Aaron Babcock does a nice job with the magazine, too. And then Brandon Vogel is extremely talented. So we have our our local and regular Hail Varsity guys. So, yeah, I mean, we try and mix it with national, a lot of college football, a lot of topical discussions, and we try and get the biggest and best names for you to enjoy their thoughts and just share it. And then again, obviously, keep things on a local level. We try and run down to, schedule permitting, the Huskers, the current Huskers you want to hear from, too.
Chris Schmidt, host of Hail Varsity, which will debut here on ESPN Radio Monday, 4 to 6 every weekday here on ESPN Radio. What's the hot button topics right now? Folks, you can go to hailvarsity.com, listen to the podcast, find out a little bit more and see what's going on. I think one thing that could get interesting and will get a lot of play this fall, and Steve Sipple wrote a column on it. You guys have it up as well. It's not a 30 for 30, but there are going to be some 30-minute shorts done this football season by ESPN for the lead up to the first college football playoff. And one of those is the specific decision by Tom Osborne to go for two, which failed, of course, in the Orange Bowl against Miami of Florida. And they finally got Turner Gill to talk about it. Not everybody wants to talk about that.
No, you're going to stay as far away from that as you can, specifically if you're the 83 team. 30 years has not healed those wounds, my friend. And, no, John Frankel's actually going to be on with us today, the filmmaker for this upcoming 84 Orange Bowl special that'll run in November. Now, he still has to chase down Rozier and Fryer. He did get Gill. He spoke with Coach Osborne. He spoke with most, if not all, of the offensive line from 83. But that is, we spent a lot of time on that yesterday. We'll spend a little time with the filmmaker himself, John Frankel, today. That's been huge. The Sterling issue's been, it's been all-encompassing with how quickly Commissioner Silver reacted with the NBA, and everyone has an opinion on that. And then College Football Playoff Selection Committee, they're in the process of trying to set some parameters, so we'll dive into that. College football's now 12 months a year, and I love it.
Well, it's always been 12 months for the Huskers, and now it seems like it's more and more and more. Quick thought on what's going on with baseball. I guess it was almost like fingernails on a chalkboard if Nebraska only beat UNO 4-1, but I guess that's better than the tables being turned there. Penn State, we're going to talk with Coach Cooper at the end of our program today, but man, they're struggling, and you just have to hope Nebraska doesn't fall into another Northwestern trap because they can't afford it right now.
Yeah, Coach Bolt's going to be on with this Nebraska assistant later today. There's no RPI-o-meter. Growing up, you'd see the old Sean Dunstan Sean-o-meter in the Wrigley Field first base line. The players understand, Doug, that every game's a playoff game. That sounds, I don't know, sensationalized, but it's true because one loss can knock you down. So many rungs on the RPI, they get it. I think talent-wise, you and I both have seen this team up close. They've got good arms. They have outstanding bats. And the culture of Coach Erstad, where they are going to grind their opponent down each inning, each at-bat, each pitch, guys believe that. And confidence is so huge in baseball. This team has a lot of confidence after that Ohio State walk-off job they did three in a row. So they're in a good spot. They are upset they didn't sweep Michigan. The Northwestern weekend was rough. A lot of folks out to watch that, so it was a step backward, but it's also maybe that one last learning experience they needed. So I think they'll be all right. I think they'll get the 12-2, the 10-4, but somewhere in between there is what they got to finish. I think they'll do it, and I think they'll thrive under the pressure. They've been great with two strikes and two outs all year. Why not add a little more fun to it when you have to almost win out, huh?
Well, it's exciting to follow. There's no doubt about it. Chris Schmidt, the host of Hail Varsity, it debuts here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Superstation Monday at 4 o'clock. Now, Schmidt, no pressure, but usually when shows kind of debut, they always have a home run hitter for a guest. You got one for us Monday?
Well, McBride is in at 5. Whether he'll answer the phone or not, I'm kidding. He'll answer the phone. Garth Glissman's a regular. He's a former Nebraska walk-on football and basketball guy. He's a regular with us. And I'm working on a fullback that might have threw a few blocks. We'll just say that.
Perfect. Well, Schmitty, we look forward to having the program on every weekday starting Monday, and we'll chat again soon. Keep up the great work.
Doug, you're awesome. Thanks for your time, man.
Take care. Chris Schmidt, host Hail Varsity, debuts 4 o'clock Monday here on ESPN Superstation, already airing in the Lincoln and Columbus markets, and now will air in the Tri-Cities and beyond. If your radio is really anything, you'll be able to catch Hail Varsity almost from east to west border every weekday from 4 until 6. We'll be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Talk with Brett Maher as he heads to Canada after this.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look!
Hi, it's The Herd. Mother's Day is almost here. It's close. And Mom has always been there for you. Now is the time to send her the best this Mother's Day. It's a beautiful bouquet of roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget the other moms who deserve our appreciation. Wives. Our mother-in-laws. Yes, our mother-in-laws, of course. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com has an incredible offer for my listeners. It's available only until Friday. Order a dozen multicolored roses and receive an additional dozen roses and a vase, $29.99. That's a full bouquet of 24 roses and a vase, just $29.99. 50% off the regular price. It's a great deal because moms mean so much. Have it delivered in time for Mother's Day. It's available only while supplies last, and they do run out. Order now at 1-800-Flowers.com, desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter my name, Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine around the area as we continue through the day today with a high at 59. Northwest winds will stay gusting about 12 to 25. Tonight, with a clear sky, we'll head down to 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, it's 52.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul. Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Every once in a while on the Thursday show, I get a little jealous because I know it's departing from the Grand Island Airport here very soon. So to all the clowns that are headed west, all we can say is best of luck and come back safely. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Brett Maher will join us next here. We're in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, whatever style of vehicle you love and maybe have driven your entire life, they take care of you. New styles, maybe you've had an Impala for a long, long time. It's time to get a new one, and it's changed on you. They're going to let you see it. They're going to let you go through it. Maybe you want a different Chevy. Maybe you've always been a Cadillac man or woman. This is the chance to see what is coming in here as May is upon us and they are ready for summer. We don't sit here and say that, ooh, there's more great deals. There are always great deals with the everyday low hassle-free prices on the over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles that are on the lot at your Midway Auto dealerships. Now, every once in a while, there are special factory incentives that come along and we find out more about that on the website at thinkmidway.com. All the special deals are there, and you can break down every vehicle that they have all the way down to what it gets for gas mileage, if it's got a sunroof, what the interior looks like. There's a video on every single vehicle at your Midway Auto dealerships, thinkmidway.com, or visit them South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Rolling on to the Doug and Daddy Show as we broke the news to you yesterday that former Kearney High and Nebraska kicker and punter Brett Maher is going to head north of the border and try and secure a spot with Winnipeg of the Canadian Football League. And Brett taking a little time from his daily duties to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett, hey, thanks for breaking the news here for us, and congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we always like to talk about anybody's spots and stops and where they've been. I guess let's start there. What all, you've been busy, you've been trying to get some kicks in, a lot of folks have been contacting you, you've been around the country a little bit. Kind of fill the folks in on what you've been doing since your last stop with the Cowboys last year.
Done a lot of working out, a lot of kicking, a lot of talking with a bunch of different people. Finally got something set, and very excited about the opportunity to go up to Winnipeg and play in the CFL and, keep playing football. So that's the main goal.
Explain to the folks kind of behind the scenes, where have you been and what are some of the situations? How are you able to keep involved without actually playing in games?
I think the biggest way is the mental side of it, probably staying mentally sharp and trying to make your practices as game-like as possible so that when you do get thrown into the fire, you're ready to go and ready to react and never skip the beat. I've had a lot of kicks growing up and a lot of kicks in high school and college in game situations. So I feel like I can replicate that scenario pretty well. Obviously, it's a little bit different when you're actually out there than it is in practice, just with the people out there and the adrenaline and all of that. But, I think probably just really narrowing your focus every practice and trying to get a little bit better every single day.
We're talking with Brett Maher here on the Doug and Daddy Show, who is signed with Winnipeg, the Blue Bombers, in the Canadian Football League. Who are some of the people that you have been working out for, and is it when you go somewhere to I believe you've been in Arizona and maybe some other places, is it just you, or is this kind of a combine for a lot of different guys?
I've been to a combine for a lot of different guys, kickers and punters specifically, and then I've been a couple places that have been more just to watch me, specifically with Winnipeg. And that's what really got the ball rolling there. And other than that, it was just a lot of phone conversations and really, really vague timelines. Hope maybe something would have popped here in the near future with something else here in the States. But I think this is a pretty good deal here to go up to Winnipeg and try and do all three. And so we jumped on it, and we're ready to roll.
I know, Brett, out of college, you had really been concentrating on your place kicking and figured that that would be your niche if you got a spot in the NFL. How is your punting? Are you just staying consistent with these workouts, or do you feel that maybe you're improving in some areas?
I think I'm improving punting-wise, probably more so than kicking field goals, because that was what I focused on this whole last year. I punted for so long and only took that, a short year off from it, where I feel like I'm picking it up pretty well, and I'll be able to do that at a high level as well.
What do you know about the Canadian Football League? It's a little different in kicking, bigger fields, points, even if you miss. So what do you know about that, and have you had to brush up on the CFL rules?
It's a little bit different. I think it probably affects the teams more than necessarily the actual kickers and punters themselves. When you go out there, the goal and the end result is still the either make a field goal or hit a good punt, hit a good kickoff. So from that standpoint, it's not all that different. But the look and the feel of the game, from my understanding, is going to be a little bit different and may take a little bit of an adjustment. But I'm excited for it. I think I'll be able to jump into it and be successful.
Talking with Brett Maher here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. You head to camp, you told us, before the end of the month here, kind of when the school season wraps up and when their season gets rolling. But what can you tell us about Winnipeg's team and the guys that you're going to be competing against for the job?
I don't know a whole lot about the guys I've been competing against, other than their professionals as well. So I'm sure they'll come in there and, you know, they're going to want to win the job as well. So I'm going to have to go in and be sharp and be ready to go. And as far as the actual, the team, I don't know a whole lot, of guys on the team, but I have gotten to, have a pretty good relationship with a couple of the scouts, and the head coach, specifically. Just seem like, really good people to work with, really good people to have conversations with. So I'm really excited about being in an environment like that, and trying to get better as well.
Brett Maher, last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm sure there's that spot for every athlete wondering if they're going to get another chance, but it sounds like you have kept pretty busy ever since the first day you stepped off Nebraska's field.
I have. I think that's really helped me. Just staying focused, staying busy, you know, keeping yourself productive, I guess, making sure that you can finish the day and know that you helped people out and made yourself better. And I think that's really helped me and helped this year go by even faster. So otherwise, I think it could have got, you know, a little bit of the thumb twirling and the wondering. But I think staying occupied and staying busy has kept me on the right track.
And, Brett, let me take you back to your alma mater before we get out of here. We've been discussing that kicker is kind of a spot that Nebraska needs some help at right now for the first time since well before Alex Henry and yourself were kicking. Have you spoke to Spencer Lindsey at all, and what's your thoughts if you've been following the kicking situation down there?
You know, I have. I talked to him a little bit over the winter, quite a few times, actually. And, you know, I think he's excited that there may be a pretty open competition, it sounds like, from, you know, from fall camp forward. Just, I don't think anyone really jumped out as the fourth, as the head guy in spring ball and in the spring game. So obviously they're bringing Drew Brown in, who has, you know, a ton of potential and a ton of upside. And then you got Morrow there and Spencer there. And so I think Spencer's excited to have an opportunity and hopefully be able to capitalize.
All right, Brett, we will see if you can brush up on your it's not necessarily a language change, but if you get you get that dialect and you get that drawl, that Canadian, that A thing going.
I know. I may sound a little different next time I'm on your show, Doug.
Well, don't get too crazy with those hockey guys up there, eh?
I'll try not to.
Hey, Brett, always appreciate the chat. Best of luck, and we'll make sure and watch a little more CFL this summer.
All right. Thanks for having me, Doug.
You bet, buddy. Thanks for the time. Brett Maher, always gracious with his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gets to try something new. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't – at least I know guys that have played in the NFL. I don't know if I've ever known anybody that's played in the CFL. You know of them, but to actually know them, that's a little different.
Yeah, didn't UNK Arthur Hobbs, is that?
Yeah.
That'd be the only one I could think of.
There you go. Well, we'll see what happens with Brett Maher and wish him the best of luck. When we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are going to head to Oaklawn Park. Frank Miramonte talking about the Kentucky Derby, talking about the winner of their big race, the Arkansas Derby in Danza, which I know there are a lot of people that were buzzing around at Fodder Park last week for the Bosselman talking about Kentucky Derby, really like this horse. We'll get more on that. Opportunity is out, but they have still been able to fill in the field. We'll talk about that and more. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, folks. Terry Bradshaw here. Fan Appreciation Day is every day for my friends over at Ferguson. With Ferguson's Pro Plus program, not only do you get discounts on services that help you manage and promote your company, but you can score points for cool stuff like sports gear, gadgets, trips, and more. Best of all, it's free to enroll, and you get 1,500 points for just signing up. Visit Ferguson.com and get in the game. When completions count, connect with Ferguson.
Purolator oil filters were invented in the USA. So when you change your oil with Purolator, it's as American as cowboys. Actually, it's more American than cowboys. Cowboys originated in Spain. So they sat around the campfire eating paella, not beans out of a can. Sounds kind of nice, but still not invented in America. Purolator oil filters were invented in America 90 years ago, and we've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers ever since. Purolator. Keep it pure. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, Meijer, Kmart, and other retailers.
ESPN
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine around the area as we continue through the day today with a high at 59. Northwest winds will stay gusting about 12 to 25. Tonight, with a clear sky, we'll head down to 34. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling along on this first day of May. Glad to have you with us. Tomorrow, Jim Langan will be in as a co-host. We'll get the official selections for the Kentucky Derby from us two clowns. We'll also catch up with Steve Anderson from Fauna Park. He'll join us on the show tomorrow. Gino Bucola of the TVG Network. Hastings basketball coach Bill Gaver is going to join us on the show as well. And speaking of Hastings, folks, remember right now, Big Dally's Deli in Hastings, one store because their downtown store has been closed for remodeling. They're going to come back bigger and better than ever with bazillions of sandwiches, whatever you want. You can choose the sandwich that you want, then the bread, the cheeses, the toppings, sauces, whatever you want. Then you can combo it up if you want drinks, cookies, soup, fruit cups. It's all there for you as you're out and about with the kids and your family and hustling around during this summertime. Don't forget that the place to be is Big Dally's Deli, top of the hill in Kearney, and also right now, right across from Duncan Field there in Hastings. And here by the end of the month, they hope to have their downtown store reopened. And so visit their store at 610 East South to make ordering faster and easier. You can always call ahead 462-2242 and pick it up at the drive-thru window. They also take care of catering and special orders. So to stop by in Hastings at 610 East South Street, top of the hill in Kearney. The GPAC baseball and softball tournaments getting underway today. And for the GPAC softball, it starts at 2 o'clock at the Smith Complex today. Hastings will take on Dakota Wesleyan. They are the 4-5 seeds. Morningside, the number one seed, plays Dort. Concordia takes on Midland. And Northwestern of Iowa will take on Dome. The baseball tournament is already underway up at Mitchell, South Dakota at 12 noonish. It will be Hastings taking on Midland. You can hear the game on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Mike Will has the call from Mitchell. These are double elimination tournaments with more games later today. The Hastings and Midland are paired up with Mount Marty and Northwestern of Iowa. We'll see how it all plays out over the next 3 days of the tournaments for UNK's baseball team. They will be back in action this afternoon at 2:30 in the first game of their best of three series in the MIAA playoffs, taking on Central Oklahoma this afternoon. In softball, two winning streaks came to an end yesterday. Nebraska and Wisconsin split a doubleheader. The Huskers demolished the Badgers in five innings, 12-0 in the opener, 10 hits, three home runs, and that ran their winning streak to 11, snapping the 13-game winning streak of Wisconsin. But then Wisconsin got the better of the Huskers in the nightcap by a score of 6-4. That saw an end to the Huskers' streak of 40 and two-thirds innings without even allowing a run. So the Huskers now get ready to wrap up the regular season, and that will be this weekend at home against Indiana. Nebraska baseball is also at home this weekend taking on Penn State, and we will talk with the head coach, Rob Cooper, in his second season with the Nittany Lions coming up here in just a little bit. Ex-Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sadler has been hired at Southern Miss. Of course, kind of a weird, you don't even have to do the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon there to just, you know, piece Tim Miles to Doc Sadler, but that is the case. Doc Sadler takes over at Southern Mississippi. They've been on a heck of a run here out of the Conference USA. He'll take over for Donnie Tindall, who became the new coach at Tennessee. And so Doc Sadler, who spent the last couple of years at Iowa State, and of course a lot of people think that maybe Fred Hoiberg could be courted by the NBA for some of their openings. A couple of other sports notes here as we continue with some of the highlights and headlines of what's going on locally and around the state. If you're rodeo and wrestling, I got a couple stories there. Hastings College will be hosting the Bobby Getch Memorial Rodeo at the Adams County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday. That will be going on 7 p.m. Friday, the first performance. Slack is at 9 a.m. on Saturday. The finals are set for 7 p.m. going on in Hastings at the fairgrounds. Nebraska wrestling team and a lot of the Big Ten teams are way up there in Intermat's recruiting rankings. So there you go. Penn State, number one. Oklahoma State, number two. Cornell, number three. Then it's Ohio State, fourth. Northwestern, fifth. Nebraska, sixth. Iowa, seventh. Illinois, eighth. And Michigan, tenth. When it comes to Big Ten wrestling recruiting, Minnesota is 12th. So high honors there for the Husker wrestlers. High school soccer today. Kearney High boys wrap up the season as they host Millard West, and Lexington is playing at Holdridge. Also, the 45th annual Cornhusker Trap Shoot is underway. Competition taking place in individual and team divisions. The junior high students are going today. The high school students will go tomorrow, and handicap will be shot on Saturday. And then, of course, the awarding of the Cornhusker Cup. Over 2,000 shooters are expected to compete. And, of course, this is going on at the Nebraska Trap Shooting Association grounds, which are located just 3 miles south of Interstate 80, exit 312 there by Donovan. So if you get a chance, there's always some great, great athletes at the Cornhusker Trap Shoot, one of the largest shoots in the entire country. So that's going on over the next 3 days, and we welcome everybody to the area and wish them the best of luck. Grand Island baseball team is in action today. They are at Lincoln Southwest. NBA, NHL, some exciting game sevens last night, and I guess I was so fired up that Los Angeles stayed alive as one of my upsets that I kind of overlooked that Randy and I's Stanley Cup winner, Colorado, has been eliminated in the first round by Minnesota. 5-4, the Rangers beat Philadelphia, Los Angeles beat San Jose. How are we looking outside of that, though, Jeff?
As far as champions, Coach Holton had L.A., so he's sitting good, and Jared still had Boston. So Jared and Coach Holton are doing good. You and Randy picked Colorado, so you'll hope that.
But outside of that, I'm sure I was 7-1, right?
I'm not actually sure. I haven't even looked at the bracket yet.
Tonight, the second round continues. Montreal is at Boston in the NBA playoffs. Tonight, it's Indiana at Atlanta. Indiana has to win on the road to avoid being a number one seed dumped in the first round. Oklahoma City has to win at Memphis, down 3-2, and Golden State down 3-2, hosting the Clippers tonight at 9:30. Last night, San Antonio able to hold off Dallas. Toronto had a big lead and almost squandered that away, but did beat Brooklyn, and Houston in a must-win game defeated Portland 108-98. So there you go. We are trying to make contact with Frank Miramati from Oaklawn Park. We have not made contact with him yet. We still hope to do so. Plus Rob Cooper, head coach of the Nittany Lion baseball team at Penn State, coming up here in just a few minutes. Folks, don't forget that it's that time of the year. As you kind of look out today, everything should be a little greener and brighter after the moisture we've had here over the last week. Now the sun finally comes out, wind dries it up a little bit. If it's not, then maybe it's time to go see Johnson Lawn's new nursery inside Johnson Lawn and Landscape, which is right by Yellow Van in Kearney. Get there today and check out the plants, the flowers, the trees, the rocks, everything you need to make your garden landscaping projects a breeze. They're open inside Johnson Lawn and Landscape Monday through Friday. Their hours are 8 to 5, and then on Saturdays from 9 to 4. So if your garden landscape are not becoming, then you need to be coming to Johnson Lawn, Landscape, and Nursery beside Yellow Van in Carney, as we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show for the first time to talk horse racing, specifically what's going on at Kentucky Derby, at Churchill Downs and Kentucky Oaks this weekend. Frank Miramonte, he is the man you hear at Oaklawn Park. He is the track announcer, and way back in the day, he turned some dirt up here in the great state of Nebraska. Frank, thanks for some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning. How are you?
It's an honor, and let me tell you that I enjoyed my 11-day stint in South Sioux City as the voice of Attacad Park in 1996. In fact, that was the first contract I ever got. A car dealer out there named Chuck Rogers was handling the business, and he took good care of me.
How nervous were you, and how did you get into this?
Well, I actually I got into it by a big fluke. It's not easy to get into the horse racing business, because especially in the area of announcers, because it's really established, and typically guys don't lose their jobs announcing, and they, you know, go all the way to the end. But for me, I had the ability to imitate voices at a very young age. Since my dad always took me to the track, track announcers became my hobby to imitate. A buddy of mine on radio in Florida once told me it was a very useless talent, but at least it got me a good gig that I've been working at since that first year of announcing in 96.
Frank, horse racing in Nebraska, people are worried. Now, it's doing well at Fauner Park, but we've lost tracks. Lincoln's gone now. Horsemen's tried a couple of weeks, and they're going to go back to 1 week. Columbus is still trying to scrape it together, but that's about it. From the national perspective, how do you see horse racing in this day and age?
It's tough right now. The business has not been growing, but, you know, the simulcasting has certainly kept the game alive. I'm sad about what's happened in Nebraska. Interestingly, when Vic Stauffer resigned as the voice of Hialeah in 1996, we were standing at Gulfstream one day, and I had been named to replace him for my first full-time job. And he told me there was a big article on Exarban, and he told me to read that article because if it was not for Exarban closing, this opportunity would never be developing. So the irony is that it actually helped me personally at that point in time when Exarban closed. I never had the chance of seeing Exarban during their live meets, but I certainly heard great things about it. And of course, Terry Wallace called that. It's a tough deal right now. You know, they're you know, we talked about the full prop and all that stuff, but basically, what's ended up happening is the number of race dates continue to drop everywhere. I mean, I just got my list from the California Fairs that I'll call during the summer, and, you know, it's about 40 days now.
We're talking with Frank Miramonte. He is the Mirman from Oaklawn Park. He is the track announcer and, of course, the Arkansas Derby, their big race. Let's jump into the Kentucky Derby a little bit here, Frank. You got it's a little bit more time to study after the post positions are drawn, but we already had a scratch today and opportunity. How does that change the race in your estimation?
Well, it's a big disappointment. First of all, he raced at Oaklawn, and I'm always going to be loyal to Oaklawn, which is one of the few places that has not been affected by everything that's going on in racing. Still huge crowds, tremendous tradition, and a big event, not only in Arkansas, but nationwide. But I'm very disappointed because those connections are actually all very good friends of mine. So I was sick when I read that this morning for them. They're such lucky and good guys. I don't know that it changes the race. It certainly takes out a major contender. But that's sad. You know, we would have liked to see everyone have their best chance. I think Danza, who won the Arkansas Derby, if he doesn't regress or bounce, which is, you know, that whole, you know, deal, can he come back so quickly? All I can tell you is this. From the best view in the house, Danza was opening up at the wire. He was sprinting very quickly, and if they had gone another 16th of a mile, he might have won by 10 lengths. He absolutely decimated that field. Opportunity was 6-1 on the morning line as the clear-cut second choice. He beat Tapiture in that four-way battle in the Rebel. Well, what Danza did to that field was a little bit different. And, you know, I know he got a perfect trip, but he took advantage of it. It was his first test. It was his first trip anywhere near that distance, and he did it with authority. Am I a little bit, you know, rooting and biased toward a horse that I called? Of course, you got to root for them. When Bodemeister got caught, I was not a happy camper because I had the privilege of calling him in the Arkansas Derby. So, yes, there's sentiment there, but I think Danza is a horse that has to be considered. To me, I think personally, if I was betting on the race, I would take the 5-2 on California Chrome. I think he's going to gallop personally.
when we get to this race, Frank, because we have 20 horses in the field, a lot of people believe that the best horse doesn't always win. Danza doesn't look like it's a horse, and there's everybody's going to break every horse down. Doesn't look like it has to shoot to the lead, and doesn't look like it has to be in the back of the pack. Strategy-wise, what do you look for when you look at this 20-horse field?
I want to see Danza up close in the first flight, certainly within the first eight as they go down the backstretch. You know, it is true. You're not always the best horse going to end up winning this race, but you need a little bit of luck, but you have to have ability. What California Chrome has done to the competition in California is, and it's such a special story. Art Sherman, you know, his sons Steve and Alan, you know, this is great for California racing. They claim an $8,000 mare. Everyone thinks they're a bunch of idiots, and all of a sudden here they are turning down $6 million for 51% of the horse. He's a runner. I mean, look, he crushed the competition. He's going to have to do it in a new environment. I know that Derby favorites over the years have not been a good investment. I think at 5-2, he's actually a good investment in here. He's going to be up close. He has the tactical speed. He's got the experience in Victor Espinosa, who's already won the Derby. You got to beat him. Only if he just does not fire, I think, do you worry about him.
Last minute here with Frank Miramonte, track announcer, Oaklawn Park. It sounds to me, Frank, that as you're sitting there with your form at the crosswalk bar, you like California Chrome and Danza. Is there anybody else?
That's about it. I'm against Tapiture. I'm rooting for Ricardo Santana Jr. He's a nice young man, and Steve Asmussen is our leading trainer the last several years at Oaklawn. I respect them immensely, but I just don't think Tapiture wants any part of a mile and a quarter. He was a little bit washy going into the Arkansas Derby, so I'll give him a little pass on that deal. Ride on Curlin is a horse that has surprised me. After the Southwest, I really figured he had no shot whatsoever, and then he ran so well in the Rebel, and then he rallied from off the pace. He's got Calvin Burrell. Personally, I'm still not on his bandwagon. I think Danza was the far superior animal when they met, and I don't think anyone from the Arkansas Derby is going to beat him again. I just think it's a cold punch, my friend. California Chrome, Danza. Forget about everyone else.
Well, Bob and Gibbon here on our email wants to know about Wicked Strong, if you've got any thoughts on that horse.
You know, I'm not on that bandwagon. I mean, I saw the race. He did it well. I have a hard time. I'll tell you what, though. Samrat is a horse that I think, he's got the will to win. He loves to win. He's honest. He has been in some grueling battles. I'm not on the Wicked Strong train. I can't say it. I can't endorse him.
Frank, is California Chrome good enough to win the Triple Crown? Is there somebody in the Preakness or Belmont that's not in this race? How do you see the chances for that happening?
I think we're going to determine that after the Derby. You know, I'm optimistic, but this could be the biggest hype job of all time when we're going to find out. You know what I mean? It's like every year you get the excitement level. And everyone wants to see that Triple Crown winner. And I'm of the belief, actually, I don't want to see a Triple Crown winner unless it's a really, really special horse that's going to crush and come back at age four. I've actually rooted against. I hate to do that because negative energy is very bad, and I'm against that. But I've rooted against some of the candidates going for that Triple Crown because I want to remember that the horses, when Affirmed won this thing and Spectacular Bit didn't win this, I don't really want to see any quote-unquote ordinary or just very good horse. You're not going to be ordinary and win all three races, but yeah. I don't want to see some horse who's not a complete superstar take this. California Chrome has been winning with such consummate ease, but now all of a sudden the California horse goes out there. People might be just laughing the next day saying, can you believe these people bet this horse down to 2-1? Or they could be saying, wow, this is one of the greatest horses we've ever seen. We'll find out.
It's all coming your way Saturday. Frank Miramonte, the voice of Oaklawn Park. Frank, it was a pleasure chatting with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully we can do it again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, and sorry if I'm having these allergy attacks here. I hope I sound all right.
Well, I hope you get to feeling good, too. Take care, buddy.
I'm going to the Derby. I will be there.
Oh, well, now that's not fair. I'll look for you. You'll be the one with the funny hat.
I just went clothes shopping. This turned into an expensive trip between my procrastination and getting my airline ticket to having to buy some clothes. I'm not exactly Giorgio Armani to begin with. It's turning into quite a negative. And sometimes it's better to just sit by the big TV and relax. But I've never been there for the Derby. I've been to Churchill one time, and I'm really looking forward to this week.
Well, cash a good ticket to take care of it all.
I'm going to give you one good horse tomorrow. My buddy,
yeah.
Big Al, Alan Aldrich, She's a Tiger, comes back in the 8 Bells. She has been training lights out, and there will be a little more than 200 pounds extra, a little more than 200 pounds extra in that winner's circle with her if she wins. She's a tiger in the eight bells tomorrow for all your listeners.
All right, buddy. We will have it here on ESPN Radio. Always appreciate the tip. Best of luck, man.
Thanks a million.
Thanks, Frank. Frank Miramonte, Oaklawn Park, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We were just a couple of minutes late making a connection with Frank, so we apologize for that. And we want to thank Penn State baseball coach Rob Cooper for hanging on the line here. Coach, it's a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate you guys having me on. If I start to break up, I'll try to get back to you. We're on the bus traveling to the airport, so you know how that goes sometimes.
Well, yeah, you guys, Nebraska has to travel all the way to the east. You guys have to travel everybody to the west here. I know you guys are trying to find a way to get back into the win column. Things started very well for you. What is the main reason that you guys have tripped up here lately?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you got to look at the whole season at once. And the reason I say that is, you know, obviously we're trying to kind of change your mindset and change your culture here and really learn how to win. And, you know, the one thing that I can tell is that, you know, we started off a little bit rough, and then, you know, we started playing well, and we got hot, and we did some good things. And then, you know, one thing that I've found, you know, in my career and when I was coaching at Wright State and kind of building a program there, is when you start winning and guys start winning, and now there's expectations that are attached to it. And, you know, and so guys then have to learn how to deal with those expectations. And so then it, you know, we had a couple games where we're right in it, and, you know, guys started pressing a little bit and struggling a little bit. And, you know, so it's, we're in the process of learning how to win. But if you look at, you know, I'm not into moral victories and, you know, you either win or you lose, but, you know, if you look at it in the last 2 weeks, we've been in just about every game except one. That was this last one against Minnesota. So, you know, our guys are playing hard. They're competing. And, you know, it's part of the process.
Talking with Penn State baseball coach Rob Cooper here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When you took over the program, Rob, what did you find and what has already started to change a little bit?
Well, I found some top-notch kids. I mean, you know, I'm really lucky to coach these guys. These guys really care. They've bought in since day one, and that includes the seniors as well. You know, sometimes when you take over a program, you know, you got, you know, some seniors, and that's a tough decision for them because it's like, hey, this isn't, you know, this is not really affecting me, or I'm only going to get 1 year of this. And all of our guys have really bought in. And again, you know, they're playing hard and they're competing and they're willing to be coached. And really it's just trying to get them to understand that, you know, it's hard. You know, winning and being a constant winner it's not easy. It doesn't just happen. You know, that's why, like, I look back at, you know, to obviously use an example close to your guys' home, you know, I look back at what, you know, Coach Osborne did year after year there at Nebraska. And what was so remarkable about it is how hard that is. You know, I mean, you either get better or you get worse. You don't stay the same. And so it's getting guys to understand that, you know, you have to put in an honest day every single day in order for it to add up to something special.
Coach, and we've been fortunate enough to talk with a variety of baseball coaches from the conference and across the country that either come to the College World Series or take on the Huskers. And from time to time, we'll run into some coaches that have spent a lot of time with USA Baseball in a variety of capacities, and you have been big in your career with that. What do you take from that you have found works with your collegiate players no matter what stop it is?
Well, I think what you find out two things. I mean, number one, you know, you're obviously getting to coach the best of the best, whether it's the college guys or this past summer when I got a chance to be the head coach for the 18 and under team, you're coaching the best of the best. And it's, you know, the thing that you sometimes lose sight of is you think, well, you know, the guys at other schools, those type of players, they don't have the same problems. And the truth is they do. All these guys have their own insecurities. They have their own learning curve. They all have to be motivated. You know, obviously the better ones, you know, will motivate themselves, but, you know, and then I, you know, this summer, it's funny you ask me that, 'cause I've had a couple people ask me, what can you take away from this past summer with the USA team and the World Championships? And, you know, we were fortunate enough to win gold, and what I can take away from it is, to me, it's the highlight of my coaching career. It's something that, you know, I'll take to my grave with me, but it was, the reason why it's so rewarding is because it was so hard. What those kids had to overcome, what they had to battle through, you know, beating Cuba and Korea on the same day, being down to Cuba 3-0, being down to the host country Taiwan 2-0, being to get to the gold medal, being down in 1-0 to Japan in the gold medal game, and those guys together in a short period of time, and what they overcame, and it's just unbelievable. And you know, I also was lucky enough. I got a preview of a guy that you guys are going to be having there in the future, Jackson Reitz, who's going to kind of torment the Big Ten for the next 3 or 4 years. But you know, that's what I can take with it is the reason why it meant so much, and the reason why it was such a great thing was because it was hard. And you know, we're going through some hard stuff right now here, but it's gonna turn into something great.
Last minute here with Penn State baseball coach Rob Cooper as they are getting ready to depart for Lincoln. And, Coach, it looks like this might be the nicest weekend for baseball that we've had all season in Lincoln, and I know everybody will appreciate that playing in the northern climate. What will we see from your ball club? I know you got some kids that are struggling at the plate, but Steve Snyder leads you there. And then your pitching rotation, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I hope what you'll see is you'll see a team that's going to play really hard and it's going to compete. And you know, Steve Snyder is a perfect example of a senior. I was telling you about, he's a fifth-year senior who has really bought into what we're doing. He's a very consistent player, consistent defensively, consistent offensively, and that's why he's been able to have such a quality year. And you know, Tim Dunn's going to get the ball Friday night, and he's done a real good job in conference. And you know, our guys are going to compete, and we're excited about, you know, coming to Lincoln and playing in front of a great crowd, because I, you know, it's always a great crowd there. It's a great atmosphere, and you know, a regional type atmosphere, and that's the kind of atmosphere that I want our players to be in and be a part of. And you know, as long as Coach Erstad's not hitting the leadoff for 3-hole, guys, and I feel a little bit better, because you know, I always love the way that guy played the game. But you know, I know Nebraska has a great team, and you know, we're excited about the challenge for sure.
I know I wouldn't want to be the catcher if he was trying to get home on a sack fly or something like that. And I guess that takes me maybe to my last question here, Coach, and I tried to find out what was going on, but I'll go straight to the horse's mouth. Your catcher, Alex Farks, was trying to be one of the leaders, and I notice his numbers are off. Is it an injury? Is it some other things? What's going on with him?
You know, he's been banged up a little bit, and that's definitely hurt to him getting off to a slow start, because he's a guy that, you know, really wants to do well, and you know, I think it's a lot of things. I think sometimes, you know, you put so much into it and then you get hurt, and you know, sometimes guys, you know, have a tough time dealing with that. And then he's one of those guys that doesn't, you know, tell you if he's hurt. He doesn't make excuses. And so, you know, I he's been playing better, you know, lately, and just his mentality and how hard he plays is something that we definitely need on the field. So, you know, he's a great kid, and has worked really, really hard. And you know, again, that's something that right now that, you know, we need. We need that, and that's a choice. You know, that you asked earlier what we're trying to find out. You know, it takes no athletic ability to play hard. It takes no athletic ability to choose to compete. And as long as you keep doing that, you're going to give yourself a chance to be successful. So.
And Coach, last question, we'll let you out of here. Obviously, anytime you get a guy on base, you've got to find a way to capitalize. You steal some bases. You scrap for runs. The pitching ERA isn't horrible in this day and age, but your strategy, your philosophy when it comes to getting guys on, is it bunt immediately? There's just not a lot of power in your numbers so far this year.
Well, you know, that's a great question. I like to say that, you know, we kind of try to do what, you know, the other team will give us. I mean, we were stealing bases there for a while because that's what was presented to us. And, you know, we will short game if we need to. I mean, we try to be an offensive team rather than a hitting team, you know, because, you know, for example, this past weekend, we only scored one run in 27 innings. So obviously we weren't very offensive. Well, you got to find a way to score even when you're not swinging the bat well, and that's something that we got to get better at. And we got to take advantage and use all 27 outs in a game, and find a way. And if that means that somebody gets, is willing to not swing at a pitch out of the zone and take a walk and move up because of good base running and then bunt a guy over, then we'll do that. If it means, you know, that we string some hits together, then we're going to try to do that too. But, you know, obviously a lot of time, obviously that is dictated by the other team. And then the power numbers, I mean, if you've ever been, well, you know, if you've ever played in our home park, it's like playing in TD ballpark in Omaha. I mean, the ball just, it doesn't travel. And that's what, but, you know, our guys will, you know, are going to fight and try to find a way.
Well, Coach, it was a pleasure having you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can continue to do that as Penn State baseball continues to improve. And have a safe flight, and we'll see you in Lincoln this weekend. Best of luck.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, I would love to come on again and appreciate what you guys are doing to put the light on college baseball.
We love it. Thanks, Rob. Best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot.
Rob Cooper, second year at Penn State. Last year, Nebraska didn't get the chance to play him. They were last in the league. It looked like they were going to get off to a better start, which they did. Now you have to realize that Northwestern and Purdue were the first two teams, so you kind of had the bottom of the conference play in there, and they got off to a good start. They won their first 8 home games, but they've only played 11 of their 40 games this year at home, and now it'll be 11 of 43 as they come to Lincoln to play their next 3 contests. So it's tough. They're 9th right now in the conference. They started, as we said, on a heck of a winning streak there. They won their first 5 conference games, but now they've lost 9 in a row and set 5-9 and 9th in the conference. And with 8 teams getting a chance to come back to Omaha for the Big Ten tournament, they've got to find a way to catch up. And playing Nebraska hopefully won't be good for them this week. But they're only a half game behind Ohio State and a game and a half behind Iowa. And those are the teams that they're hoping to track down. Of course, they're also only a half game ahead of Purdue, who is setting in the 10 hole. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question and wrap things up in a moment.
All sports, one source, 2 stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just equate happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on, North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
We're giving away a free passenger side car mirror.
Yay!
And also the brand new 2014 Corvette Stingray that it's attached to. That's right. To celebrate over 20 years of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil under the hood of Corvettes, we're giving one away. Objects in mirror are more awesome when you're in a Corvette. Enter for a chance to win at any Advance Auto Parts, AutoZone, O'Reilly Auto Parts, or Pep Boys. No purchase necessary. Certain restrictions apply. See participating retailers for details.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our way.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
I got no friends, cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me, and I'm getting real shot down.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on, wrapping up our first show of the month of May. The Midtown Mart Cooler Question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked you about the Kentucky Derby. When will we have another Triple Crown winner? Nobody said this year, and nobody said in the near future, really. 60% said within 15 years, 30% said within 5 years, and we even had somebody slide in there and say it'll never, ever happen again. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, which league has had the better playoffs so far this season, the hockey or the basketball, NHL or NBA? Man, I don't know. They're crazy enough to make you watch. You've had a lot of overtimes in both. This Memphis-Oklahoma City has been crazy. Which league has had the better playoffs? I think I'm going to go with the NBA just because, and I know I'm not a hockey fan. I get that. But I've always said I don't mind watching the playoffs. It's just a different animal. But there is more, and I know the hockey fans probably won't agree because they're hockey, but there's more consistent action in the NBA. There's more scoring. There's more ups and downs. I mean, you can be up 15 and then it's tied. You can have great runs. In hockey, it's just a one or two goal swing at the max. So I'm going to go with the NBA with the record number of overtime games. I'll say the NBA. But you can vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Some other news and notes. The ACC Big Ten Basketball Challenge pairings will come out today. Who will Nebraska draw and where will it be? Who will Nebraska draw, and where will it be? They were fourth in the Big Ten. A lot of people have them already kind of a preseason top four. So, folks, Nebraska may get one of the more, maybe the most marquee game they've ever had is a possibility. I mean, will it be North Carolina? I mean, pull up the ACC real quick there, would you, Jeff? I mean, you've been kind of stuck with Wake Forest, you know, the first couple of times around. But I don't see them picking up a Duke. But, you know, hey, last year, just before this gets too far-fetched, Virginia was number one, Syracuse was two, Duke was three, and North Carolina was four. Now, they're not necessarily going to go on what was happening last year. And then you got Pittsburgh, Clemson, Florida State. I would expect Nebraska will get someone in there. I don't think they'll get Duke. I don't think they would give them Syracuse. They could get Virginia. They could get Virginia. Remember last year it was Miami of Florida, who had won the league but was going to fall off because they lost all their starters. And that could be the case with Virginia. I don't see Syracuse, Duke. And God, don't stick us with Pittsburgh. Don't stick us with Pittsburgh. That would give us nothing. That would be nothing. I mean, playing Pittsburgh in basketball, despite there being a great program, would be just like if they gave it. Maybe they'll give us Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame had a bad year, but that would be better than Pittsburgh. Don't give me Pittsburgh. We have Pittsburgh tomorrow. There will be vomiting noises on this program. So that's coming out today. Former Husker Prince Mukamara, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, has had his option picked up for the 2015 season with the Giants. Centura has a new head football coach, and personally, congratulations to Larry Baker. He'd been an assistant there. Former head coach Hanson's going to South Sioux City, so congratulations to Coach Baker. He has obviously done a little work with some of our play-by-play here on Platte River Radio, and he'll be with me for the Shrine Bowl again next month here in Kearney. And one final note before we get out of here, I would not want to be the athletic director at MIAA member Southwest Baptist. I don't know what's going on down there, but they are looking for a men's basketball coach, a women's basketball coach, and now a volleyball coach. Head volleyball coach Kelly Richardson resigned this week. So athletic director Mike Pitts has his hands full. It sounds to me like all three situations are different. They're not cleaning house, or there's not corruption or anything like that. But still, that would be tough. You're looking for head coaches for three of your basically four major sports down there at Southwest Baptist. Folks, we want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Hope you enjoyed it. Chris Schmidt, host of Hail Varsity, the radio program, debuts here on ESPN Radio Monday from 4 till 6 every weekday, starting Monday at 4 o'clock. Also to former Kearney and Nebraska kicker Brett Maher, who's headed to Winnipeg in the Canadian Football League, Penn State baseball coach Rob Cooper, and Frank Miramati, the track announcer at Oaklawn Park, with his preview of the Kentucky Derby. Our buddy Gino Bucola of the TVG Network and Steve Anderson from Fauner Park will be joining us tomorrow. It's the final weekend at Fauner. We'll also be talking with Hastings College coach Bill Gavers. It's all coming your way tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a good one.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!